Welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe, episode 10. Style Cafe. I'm your host Michael, and Leisure is here.
Hello.
And today, the first bit of news we wanted to talk about is something that we find very, very interesting. It's Amazon Go.
Very exciting.
Yeah, I think it's really different. It's really something that not really expected either.
Not from Amazon.
Well, I mean, not from anyone, tell you the truth. The only person or group or company that I heard anything like this was Walmart about, I say, almost 8-9 years ago when they wanted to do RFID checkout, where all their products had an RFID on it, which is a little type of sticker type unit that when you buy it, you would go through an area and it scans it and it goes off based on what you purchased and what you had, and they just never got it together. But this Amazon Go, I'm not sure if you saw the video. They have a video out. It says introducing Amazon Go.
Which is kind of cool because he just, you know, the guy just pulled something off of the shelf and then, he scanned his phone. And then pulled a sandwich off of the shelf, and then left.
So the great thing about it gives you a great visual, but the basic premise is you have an app, and Amazon has a new app, that you scan your or scan your app into like a turnstile when you enter the store, which says you are in the store. So it activates your account.
And it takes it from your Amazon Prime account, right?
It charges your account that you existing have. So when you have that app, it's already connected to that. Mm. So what makes it very interesting, I said, okay, that sounds cool, but you know, how do they know what you got? So as I started reading through it, which is really, really interesting, they have sensors on the shelf. So as you get closer to the shelf, they know that you're there. And as you pull an item off, that sensor activates and says you have that product. So it's if the sensors and everything is aligned, as you walk out the door, they know exactly what you got.
Yeah, that's kind of, you know what? You know that's in competition with Apple Pay.
Well, exactly. But it's not, because this is their store. So they're in total control of it.
Well, they're talking about putting it in other stores too now.
What's that?
Amazon.
No, Amazon is going to do with their own stores.
Oh, so, okay. So it's just their own store. So that means that they're going to have to put food stores in every state. That's what they're basically saying.
Yeah. I mean, if it goes well, it's going to go really well. And then they're going to say, hey, look, we can prop these up in these areas where people are always on the go. You know, you have the Atlantas, the Chicagos, New York, San Francisco, all of these areas that people are always actively on the go, trying to get something quick, something for lunch, something for dinner, a quick snack, and then they go from there. But these small Amazon Go places, you just go in, and long as you activate it, once you go into the store, then you're fine.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that it's definitely going to be something to see, because I am very excited about that.
Yeah, I am. I mean, again, what I'm more excited because there was something I didn't expect. You know, there has not been anything people was talking about. Hey, they're trying to make a store that you can just walk in and get what you want. This was something that they said they was working on since 2012, which is cool because, again, Amazon is doing a lot like what Apple used to do. They're working on things, and then when they come out, no one knows really what's going on.
Right.
Apple is starting to say, let me give out some hints. Amazon not doing that now. I mean, they don't need that marketing. They already have a marketing group already there. Well, I so mean, they prime customers are they market are yeah, they marketing to.
Well, which is cool because they're kind of like making branding themselves in a different area of the market. Right. You know, you go for them for shopping.
Yeah.
That's basically what they're telling you. You come to us, you shop for anything, and now it's coming down to food delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very expensive, but still, I see that I can see them building up their Amazon now to a much bigger, website, because right now they just started, so the selection is not that very good, but I can see that growing, and then, like you said, putting the store in areas, it's just going to be crazy.
Yeah, so Prime Now, the Amazon Prime Now, that's the food delivery. And they're making those one-stop areas that when you order your food, you can go to that store and pick it up on your way home. So you go do a quick drive-through and say, yeah, I put an order in Prime Now. My name is blah, blah, blah. And they have the food ready for you. It's just really interesting the way they're trying to change the game of food delivery. But like you said, Leisha, it's expensive as hell, you know. I think they're doing that to compensate their cost and the type of clientele that they have. So I know they know the average income of the Prime users, so they know they have a tendency of spending just a little more.
Right,
so
right.
They're really marketing to their Prime customers.
I ain't paying no $5 for no organic eggs. Now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you won't. There's somebody that probably will just to say, I have these organic eggs from Amazon.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's people out there that pushes that. That's not us.
And right, right.
Never will be. But it's interesting the way they want to perceive it and go from there. So really, really cool. Prime Now, but the Amazon Go, really, really, I thought that was something that we wanted to bring up because that came out of nowhere. And I saw the video and I was like, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I'm not sure if that's going to really work. But as I dug into it a little more, I said, okay, they have a tremendous amount of sensors that's on the shelves and the items. And then when you activate your app that's on your phone, that GPS or whatever that app has will be activating between the item that you have and as you enter the store.
Yeah.
So really, really cool. Wanted to throw that out there. But our episode, our talk for today is Westworld.
Dun, 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 dun.
Bum, bum, bum. So, dun, dun, dun. So very interesting. What we wanted to do too. We finally saw the end of it.
Okay, wait. But we also wanted to see the original movie,
right?
Because
right.
We were old enough that we remember that darn movie when, what is his name?
Yul Brynner.
Oh my God! My mama and my grandma loved that man so much. I remember how he was just petite.
Yeah, he was a small petite man,
mm-hmm.
But he had so much strength about him. He was had so much machismo, you know. Just people when you saw him on the screen, he said, "Oh, you got to respect me."
Yeah, and he died of what, cancer?
Yeah,
yeah. He smoked. They say he was smoking like
the Marlboro Man. Yeah.
Yep.
So he
sure did.
Similar to that. So Westworld, the original one.
Right, let's start with the original one.
Written by Michael Crichton.
Okay.
Michael Crichton, a great doctor, scientist, director, writer, screenplay writer, producer. This guy was amazing. He wrote books and movies, Jurassic Park, he did ER. People didn't know he did. He was the maker of ER. He did the book ER, and then they made it into a full-fledged series on TV. But this guy had an amazing, amazing mind of seeing things differently. He did a whole bunch of different other movies, but those was the big standouts that he did. But what made this interesting, as you know, when I read into it, is the Westworld, they gave him $1.3 million to do this movie in about 30 days.
Wow.
And he was like, are you kidding me? He was like, look, if you want to direct it, wow, you want total control of it, you got 1.3 to get this movie done.
So that was the original movie.
That's the original movie.
Wow.
So
no wonder it was sucked.
Yeah, well, it at that time, it didn't. So what he did the actual, you know, if you've seen the movie and you saw the vision through Yul Brynner's eyes, which the robot, that little vision of pixels, he created that.
Wow.
And when he created that imagery, people start using it after the fact. He was the first to do that. And with the least amount of money that he had, he was working night and day to get an image. And what's interesting is it wasn't a book. That was an original screenplay. So he made it exactly for a movie as opposed to adapting it from one of his books. So this one made that really, really interesting too. But to the movie, basic concept is an adult amusement park that people would go pay $1,000 a day.
Yeah, $1,000 a day to, and you know, that at that time, maybe that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that was pretty high. You know, $1,000 a day now, I'd be like, yeah, I'll do that. I'll stay there for a week, you know. Mm-hmm. But $1,000 a day. And they had the Roman, they had the medieval, and the Westworld. So this movie showed that kind of difference. And it came down to a virus in their system that caused the robots to be reacting differently. And they start going against a prime directive of not harming the actual humans. Which was, you know, that was kind of cool. Oh, the robots went wild. Yeah. And they, oh, my God. And people was like, I would never want a robot. The robot's going to come against us. So it
was interesting because, you know, back then you say a virus and you was like, you know, back then you wouldn't even know what that means.
Exactly. You know, a virus, a computer virus, that doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it makes more sense now, even though you look at it and say, oh, this looks so cheesy. But think about the era that it came up in and you'll say, wow, okay, I see what you're talking about. But it made it interesting. Yul Brynner was the dark western evil black hat guy, and he challenged one of the actual people who came to the amusement park. And after he was killed, he just kept coming back. And he just kept coming back.
Because he, like, that guy, he was, I was like, man, he gonna hunt him down. Mm-hmm. But it's like, they didn't, you would think that they would think of it as a memory issue. Him understanding who he was dealing with. Because you didn't understand why he kept coming back to this one person. If he was a robot.
I know.
And it didn't quite explain that. You know, they kept saying, well, we're fixing his vision to be... What was it? I can't remember what it was.
It was an infrared, so infrared. He can see, like, heat.
Yeah.
You know, he can.
And he's like, why would you do that?
Yeah, but they never explained that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just, but the movie back then, we never thought of, I mean, we can look at it now and say, okay, there's things that, you know, don't make no sense. But back then, we didn't know not enough about technology to question, you know, the movie overall. Because they really did a good job back, if we were to think of it, yeah, the movie was real hot back then.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, but if you look at it now, you was like, for real?
Yeah, come on now. Yeah, so great concept, great writing. So basically, robots, amusement park, something goes wrong, robots attack people. That was the bottom line.
Yeah.
That was it. You had people, scientists and everybody who controlled the park and computer scientists, who was kind of like, oh, let's get this fixed. Let's bring people out there. But they just never got it fixed.
Right.
End of story. So now the revision, Westworld, HBO series. It was really co-written by Jonathan Nolan. So people who don't know Jonathan Nolan, that's Christopher Nolan's brother. So him and his brother Christopher, you know, wrote Interstellar, the Batman new series, a lot of these great movies that he has done, he actually, Jonathan Nolan, did the series on, I believe it was NBC, not Point of Interest. I forget the series. I'm sorry. I'm drawing a blank. But he did a TV series as well that went on really, really well. But he started this with a woman named Lisa Joy. And J.J. Abrams was the executive producer. So you can see the vastness of this show.
Right.
But what made this really interesting was it broke it out into these small series of how it led up to these computers, all these robots malfunctioning.
Right, right.
You know, so the series starts out the same way. There's people coming there. They're coming to the West World, and you see the scientists and the security, and you meet the makers, you know, which was really, really cool. You see the people who was the original people who actually said, here you go.
And so the thing is that, you know, we didn't watch the original movie until after West Wing was over. So
West World
was over. And so when we were watching West World, the second version of it, on HBO, it was different because there was little bits and pieces that I remember from the movie. And for some reason, this was very, a lot of people, from Twitter to Facebook were saying that, okay, it's kind of like you're confused, but you couldn't stop watching it.
Yep.
It was one of those things like, okay, yeah, I'm confused. So where's it going? So you had to keep watching it, and it made it very addictive because you still didn't understand, but you just kept on watching it because it was just so damn good.
Yeah, and it was so odd. It was really odd.
Oh my God. It was.
Yeah. So here's a couple of other extras I'm going to put in. So we said the original was 1.3, right? This show was over $100 million to be made. $100 million. So look at the difference between that era and this era now. But think of the actors that's in there. You have Anthony Hopkins, which is one of the main doctors, is there. The great Jeffrey Wright.
Oh, I love him.
He's fantastic in here. He shows all the emotion. Actually, the acting on here is really, really well.
The acting was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was
Ed Harris is on here, which is, he's really a great actor. Thadia Newton, you see her a lot. She shows up and does a really good role. And there's a lot of other smaller peripheral people that was on here, but really, really great acting, very great acting. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go back to what you were saying, Leisha, is once you start the show, it's very slow. It's very meticulous. It is starting to say, let's meet this guy. Let's meet this one.
Now, it wasn't a boring slow.
No, but it was meticulous. I'm giving you detail.
Yeah, it was very educating because he wanted to make sure that you understood exactly what was going on.
Exactly.
Because you thought what you thought was going on was not.
And it's just amazing. Spoilers is going to be in here because we're going to talk about the whole thing. Spoilers will be on here, so keep that in mind. But as you go through, he lets you know who the characters are. He lets you know who the makers are. These are the makers. He lets you know who you think are the robots and who isn't the robots. But it slowly brings you along. And then there's mystery in who these people are. There's mystery in how is this robot remembering things. So what comes out of that memory is and jump forward, is the test was how do you bring consciousness to a computer.
Yeah.
How do you, the only way that they did was to say you have to go through experiences in order to go back over them and sequentially see it, but you have to have something to evaluate.
And so, then,
go ahead.
And so, you know, one of the things was is that in the original movie, they were robots. They were robots. And the fact that they were robots was that they couldn't drink, they couldn't eat in the original movie. So being that they couldn't eat or drink based on the original movie in Westworld on HBO, they were actually normal. You couldn't really tell that they were robots. Like from
the original movie,
the hands.
They said, look at the hands.
Look at the hands. You could tell because they couldn't master the hands.
Yep.
But they never, there was no kind of distinction between the robots and humans in the Westworld on HBO.
Which was amazing because they put that in your mind that you would never know unless they pointed it out to say, no, that's a human and that's a robot. So even as you saw the people, you didn't even know who was visitors and who wasn't.
No, you didn't. You really didn't.
And so it kept you off. And, you know, some people got totally confused by that. Because like, wait a minute, what the hell is all of this? Which was to me, was a great thing because it kept you off balance to say, you don't know who the robots or the androids or whatever you want to call them. You don't know which one or who they were.
Yep, you sure didn't. And then, you know, it's like once you did is when they had to get repaired or they were shooting them.
Yeah.
Because there was one person that was like, okay, he's human. It was like, he's a goddamn robot. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it, what they did was just developing characters. And when they developed the android cat characters, which was fantastic,
yeah,
because you developing a robot character. But they made it so that you had to see them as people. But Anthony Hopkins and Jeffrey Wright, which was the two main programmers,
right,
of these robots, you know, you find out later on that what they were trying to do in one way or another, and they was conflicted with the way they see what things should have been, was these robots shouldn't have consciousness.
Right.
You know, these robots should, where Jeffrey Wright was like, no, they should. We should let them evolve into something. Let's test them. Let's give them little games so their mind can come to, in the end, have choices. You know, the humans have the ability to make a choice.
To make a choice.
Where
right.
robots don't make a choice. They're programmed to do as they're told.
Right. And then you thought of, there was another person there you thought was a robot and he was human. So
yeah.
It really had you, I mean, if you think that you were going to know how this was going to end, no.
You really didn't.
No preparation to guess what's next Westworld.
Yep. So the thing is, this whole series was in between Westworld. This is what should have been happening during the movie Westworld before the virus hit them. Mm-hmm. This is all that's it is. So if you want to see the original Westworld, you can put this in between there and say, this is what caused that.
Okay.
And it would have been a better movie if you would have knew that this, what was the problems that was going on, or who was manipulating all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And you, so that instance just made it so, so interesting. But I enjoyed it. I say I liked it, and I was kind of holding on to it until the sixth episode. And then after the sixth, I was like, whoa, this is crazy. And then you find out that there's a guy named Arnold, who was Anthony Hopkins, Dr. Ford, that was his partner, and they both had different ideas.
Right.
And then you find out that, dun dun dun, Jeffrey Wright was Arnold, but Jeffrey Wright is dead.
Yep.
And then what Anthony Hopkins did was he brought Arnold back to life and
as
named him Bernard.
Yep.
But as a robot.
As a robot.
With Arnold's consciousness,
right,
but not his consciousness as Arnold.
Wow.
And I was like, what the hell?
It was very confusing. I was like, confusing in a way. It was like, okay. What the hell? What the hell's going on?
Exactly.
Because it's almost like But why would you do that?
Yeah,
you
what the hell that, would you do that?
Yeah, you miss your boy that damn much?
You're going to make him a robot? But then you're going to go against his thoughts and but going to allow him to do certain things because he even knew that he was manipulating the other robots that was on it. Mm-hmm. He knew what was going mm-hmm. on. So when you thought he didn't know certain things, he knew.
Oh, no, no. Let's go back to the part where the woman who was the hooker.
So that was Thaddea Newton. Thaddea Newton, she played an excellent role.
Man, so it was like she finally figured out. You know, you was thinking that she finally figured out that she got smart enough to know that she was a robot, or she didn't know what was really going on.
Mm-hmm. Because she had memories. See, so when you're looking at this show, this, for some reason, some of the robots started having memories.
Yes, they did.
They started remembering before they died.
Yeah.
And said, wait a minute, this just happened. Or wait a minute, what am I? What is this in my mind? And then they started realizing there was a history and memory beyond what they knew.
What they knew, yeah.
And they was like, what's going on? So you had this other one, Dolores.
Oh,
which was the young the woman that was on the farm. Yeah, with her
Bernard
father.
Has something. Bernard was like just really
into her.
Yes,
he was really into her.
He really was into her.
But Thaddea Newton, Maeve or whatever her name is, she was the hooker that started saying something is wrong.
Yes.
I used to have a daughter.
Yes.
And somebody killed me. Somebody freaking killed me and my daughter.
Yes.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah, and she kept on going back, and then she thought that she was manipulating the humans.
Yeah, but take her through the sequence, which was so cool. She started manipulating the repair guys.
Yeah.
So the repair guys was like, man, shut her down, and they couldn't shut her down, and she started. In her mind, so this is what made it so interesting. She thought she was actually gaining consciousness.
Right,
and
right.
And she's like, I know I'm doing this. This is my choice. I know.
Yep.
And she was manipulating others. She would die. She would come back to consciousness again. But she would have her memories beyond that. She would get other people and get these programmers and repair guys to manipulate her data as well.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow.
And she was like trying, she didn't understand there was like another back door mm-hmm. to her. Right.
So superficially, she thought she was changing.
Right, changing herself and mm-hmm. I'm going to do this and I'm going to set this up and you know.
Come to find out what?
Somebody had a back door to her.
Yeah, so they had a back door to her.
They had a back
so
door to her.
So someone was actually
telling her it was like it was
pushing her to do these things.
There was just code on steps that she was going. There was like things she was going to do next.
But what made it great was even at the end they even coded it. But then at the end it's still a choice. So she gained a true consciousness to say you have the choice to leave. Or you have the choice to go find your daughter.
Now remember, in the code, it said that she's going to get off the train.
No. They said she would get on the train.
But it didn't.
He didn't go into anything more than that.
She said, you don't tell me what to do. I control this.
Right.
But she didn't believe it.
But what Anthony Hopkins, Dr. Ford, said, he said what makes consciousness for these androids is choice. And then they showed her on there as she was looking at a lady with her daughter. She said the choice would have been, would she go and find her daughter
mm-hmm.
or will she stay on and continue on? Because they gave her the address or the area where her daughter was.
Right.
And she was like, I'm through with that. That was never my daughter. It's not. But when she sat there and she saw the woman with her daughter, she was like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So but, she I made mean, a choice.
I think that was also something that's in the control, that was programmed in there.
Yeah, but we'll see that, you know. I mean, you know, the season, it sounds like it won't be in 2017. It looks like it'll probably be back in 2018.
Mm.
I was reading, because they got so much coming out next year anyway. so that they probably got a full schedule. And the amount of money that it's cost.
Yeah, I hate when HBO do that.
What? But, you know, because they jump. I mean, think about it. Next year, you have Game of Thrones. You have a couple of other shows that's coming out.
That's Game of Thrones is at March, February, March.
Right, but then Girls come back, and then you got...
I thought Girls was off.
I thought Girls was coming back.
Okay.
I got to look at that, too. Because you got all the Marvel stuff coming out.
On HBO?
Yeah. No, that's Netflix. Oops, I'm mixing them up, ain't I? So yeah, they're so Game of Thrones, and they got so many like small series. Insecure, which we'll be
talking about that right now.
But that's coming back too. So there's a lot of shows that's coming back, but at the cost, you know, a couple of people are already dead. So we won't see Anthony Hopkins comes back unless they make him again. So if they made Jeffrey Wright, that doesn't mean Anthony Hopkins won't be made and brought back too. So it's just, to me, this was such a fascinating, fascinating show. And, you know, again, you have to have patience with it. Because yeah, I mean, couple of series, I'm telling you, you're going to get so confused. It's like,
yeah, because a lot of people were still watching it, even the critics said they were kind of, you know, it was confusing, but they couldn't stop watching it because it was just the way he had to set up. It was just addictive because you still want to know what's going to happen.
Yep.
And the way they did it was like they would repeat a scene in Westworld and it would be something different each and every time. And it's like they did it and how they would come in and get people out. But it was really interesting because there was just so many things that you thought certain people were robots and they were human, and you thought certain people were human and they were robots.
So if you look at Ed Harris, the man in black, Ed Harris was a person that you didn't know who it was.
No, no, no. Remember, there was two stories in there.
Well, so Ed Harris was a person that showed up that was killing people off, and he was trying to find what was going on. But Dolores was like the center of the storyline. But then when you jump back, and I think this is where you're going, Leisha, was she had the one guy who came as one of the visitors. His name was William. And he kind of fell in love with her. And he was following her and wanted to be with her. And then she showed she was with him, but she wasn't with him sometimes. And then he was gone, and then he was trying to search her down. But this man in black, he grabbed her, and you know, it was like a pseudo rape scene that he pulled her into the barn, the man in black. But then the William was in love with her and said, let's just find the place that you're looking for. And then they got separated. But then you find out, which is just so crazy, that William is the man in black. And the man in black is happened to be one of the board of directors. And he was
majority owner of the
damn park. And you're like, what the hell? But he was in love with her. And he was trying to figure out how to get to her. And then when she didn't recognize him, when he was trying to find her for so long that... we don't know what would went on. So I'm looking at it and I'm just confused. But then I realized that then he had this anger about him, and he went on to try to figure out why was she doing this. So he almost did it as a revenge and trying to find out what's going on with these androids. Why were they acting the way they supposed to? They supposed to be acting one way, and he wanted her to just love him. And it was just so, so crazy.
I know. It was kind of confusing with that because just like he was mad and then he wanted, almost like he wanted to kill her, but then he wanted to love her. Mm-hmm. Then he wanted to kill her. And I'm like, what the hell? You know? And then, you know, the whole thing with Anthony Hopkins is like, y'all ain't messing with me. Oh, y'all. And he ran these robots.
He was the master.
He ran these robots.
Yep. He had ultimate control of everything. And when he wanted it, and it seems as though, which was kind of weird, it seems he was portraying one way, but had his own actual agenda. So he kept everyone confused. So he would talk about something like, I don't know why they're acting that way. Then he'll go, well, we need to look at the program with the update. Or, no, it's only a certain one of them. Take them offline. So he kept everybody off, basically to say, I'm not going to let y'all know what I'm really trying to do.
Exactly.
And he did that throughout the movie, which kept you like, what the hell is this guy really doing?
Yeah, because you didn't even know that Bernard was a robot.
Nope.
I mean, because you just, until he's like, nah, mm-mm. And he, I mean, it was like, what the hell? He's a robot too? And it was just so interesting because, I mean, you didn't know till the very, very end. Maybe the last
couple of episodes.
Yeah, the last two, three episodes that Bernard was a robot.
Yep.
And it was, the ending was amazing. I just love the ending.
Yep. So they gave you a lot of answers to what was going on in the last two episodes. But the last episode is really what you needed to put everything together. And it was like really, really interesting. I'm looking forward to, you know, because they were at a point in the movie that they said, no, they ran into a area with, I think it was the Chinese or the Japanese, and they asked, yeah, what is all of this? Yeah. And they was like, it's complicated, but they never got into it. So yeah. It was kind of like, whoa, so, you know, the original Westworld had what? It had Roman and medieval.
Medieval, right. Roman
but
and medieval.
This one showed like shogun, samurais, and all of that. So, but he said it was complicated. So they left you out there to say, wait a minute, is this part of something that's going to come up?
Yeah, they created a new world?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So really, really, really interesting. So they left like little clues all over the place on what was going to go on. And even when they was trying to break out at the end, when Thaddea had her two friends that was breaking
crazy.
Out, crazy ass people that was killing every doggone body.
Damn it, I don't know why they made them robots.
But that run robot had her arm cut and she cut her arm off and they just saw her and it ended. So there's something more there. So what is going to go on from that?
Yep.
You don't know her the dude Hector, the other guy who she wouldn't let on the elevator. You don't know what happened with him either.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of open-ended stuff that you're going to be like, how is this going to go?
Yep.
You know. So really great lead-in to the next series. A very great lead-in to that. This was an amazing, thoughtful, long, intellectual, really, how do you think about consciousness and who truly has consciousness?
I mean,
and who
I see it like AI.
I
mean, this is something that, you know, me and in technology is like, oh my goodness, you know, how did they make this so beautiful? I mean, but the thing is that it was their own little world. This was nowhere in with other humans. This was this own little world. People pay to come to this location to deal, to have this fantasy live with robots. And it was something that, you know, again, when I first saw the original Westworld back in the day, I really thought that could really happen.
Yep.
And yes, it can really happen. We are at this time, in this era where robots is going to be even more futuristic.
Yeah, they would be more engaged. So, you know, you get the humanoid factor that the Japanese are doing. And then you have the artificial AI with, you got the Echoes, you got the Googles, you got all of these voice activated things. It's just not part of human figure. And then if you look at that show, what is it, Black Mirror?
Yeah.
It talks about the advancement of technology and how technology moves on when people are like, wait a minute, what the heck is going on? So really, really interesting. This was a really great show. It actually makes you want to look at it again, because now that you saw the ending, you need to say, wait a minute, what the hell was going on throughout this?
Yeah.
It makes you kind of say, if I look at it again, I can catch some of the things that kind of led up to this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I see the same thing too.
So really, really good. Really good show. So that was our take on it. I'm looking forward to it again. Great acting. Once again, HBO should be having a bunch of actors nominated for awards again, because the women on here, the men on here, even the actual writing was amazing.
It sure was.
It was really amazing.
It sure damn was.
But again, I'm telling you, for the short attention span people, it's going to throw you off. But be patient. It picks up, it gives you some answers, and then you can jump right into it. Really, really good show. So, any last words on that, Lisa?
No. I am very impressed with Westworld.
Yep, so am I.
Can't wait to see the next
iteration of it.
Yes,
right?
Yes, definitely.
So, Urban Lifestyle Cafe, and we'll be seeing you soon when we complete the Queen Sugar series. We just finished that as well, and you will be looking at that as well as completing the Insecure series. So talk to you soon.
Don't forget, hit us up on Twitter.
Fine,
FINEBLK woman.
That's right.
And
Urban Lifestyle Cafe. You'll get it at Urban L Style Cafe.
And so also our website is Coffee, Women, and Tech.
Yeah, you should know that.
Coffee, Women, and Tech.
And Dreadlock Connoisseur.
.com.
So hit us up there. You can download the podcast there and many others that we have. And we hope to see you soon on Urban Lifestyle Cafe.